It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
You do, dear.
I feel like absolute garbage.
Hey, you look like it, too.
Thanks.
Why?
Because we just ate Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I just ate a lot of Pizza Hut, and I almost couldn't breathe all night because... much indigestion.
It's stuffy in here, too.
Let's just clarify that I did not eat Pizza Hut.
No.
Oh, great.
Steve brought White Castle.
Fat liar.
So. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is website. And Derek, with me as always, is Matthew.
Welcome to the dark side.
It is. It's a little darker
it's
in here.
Very dark.
It kind of looks like it's like a better picture, too. And we got Steve.
Urokusaki.
And that's it. No Kevin today.
Couldn't hack it.
No, he couldn't. Hmm. Well, he was busy over the weekend.
Why? What'd he do?
I don't know. He was doing something.
What?
Steve, maybe you know what he was doing?
No, I haven't seen him.
No?
Okay.
No. Alrighty then.
Yeah. Haven't heard from him.
Yeah, we just had a lot of Pizza Hut, and it was...
copious amounts of Pizza Hut.
It wasn't even that good.
It was shitty. It was really shitty.
Yeah, it was really shitty. Stuffed crust was old.
Yeah.
The wings were very hot but soggy.
The wings were tolerable, but they're usually soggy anyway.
Yeah. And the cheese sticks, there was barely any cheese on them, so it was just burnt cheese
pretty
on top
much.
Of a stick.
I concur, because I had one while you were taking a big fucking shit.
Yeah. So, that's it. Should have went with Wendy's.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You live and you learn, right?
Yeah. I wanted to see Mamacita tonight.
And we got a new TV here.
Oh, hello. Let's check it out.
Doesn't
look that big on for some reason.
No, it doesn't.
Like, not at
it,
all.
It looks like the same size, actually.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
But
I guess with Derek's relation to the screen, it only looks about, like, as tall as his head. It's about three times the height of his head.
Yeah.
Get close to that, Derek.
I'm...
You can see... He can go a little further, too. That's a big ass screen.
I like another 3 inches.
Yeah, but those legs on that chair were screaming.
Yeah, they were. And I'm trying to get it to look good on the cam.
Well.
But another thing is, this doesn't have, like, its own little... What are you doing?
I think he's watching football or something.
Were you watching football on your phone?
No.
God, you're so gay.
No. I wasn't. No.
Yeah, so I can't get this to look good.
What do you got here? Contrast?
Yeah, contrast. Brightness.
Yeah, contrast. Contrast.
Yeah, I don't turn the contrast. This is amazing radio, by the way.
Who cares?
I don't.
Yeah, see the contrast. That's what gets you.
That'll get you every time.
Yeah. I can't believe tint still exists.
What are
you doing?
That's him.
No, it's not.
The fuck?
It was the sound of the contrast going down.
I hope so.
Anyway, whatever.
Justocrats. Yeah.
That's as good as it gets. So, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. Yeah, we weren't here last week.
Not
sorry
a whole
about
lot.
That.
Yeah, not a whole lot's been going on.
Well, because Derek had to fucking bitch out.
What happened?
Wow.
He had a little bit of labor to do. A
little bit of labor.
Yeah.
Well, like 6 what?
Days of dismantling an apartment.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he watched me and Kev hustle up and carry the heavy stuff.
Hey.
And he carried a few cushions out.
Yeah, me and Kev's chicks. Yeah. Chick.
Chicks.
Only one. We took care of the cushions and the drawers for the dressers.
So you took all the lightest stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were the second.
Tell you what, though, Kev is a fucking packing master.
He is a mule.
Yeah, he can pack
pretty
good.
Oh, my God. I was just like, I'm like trying to be like, well, maybe put it. Kev's just like, no, fucking, I got this.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? Just step out of my way before I step over.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
He's learned from the best. That's me and Anthony at work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
We Tetris everything.
That's what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He fit basically two whole rooms into a 14-foot truck.
Yep.
Which I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Start with the biggest stuff first.
Yep. Got the couches in there.
And, tuck stuff underneath, flip them over.
He almost got the couch dropped on him, but
wow,
that was okay.
Yeah, we had to extend it out the balcony.
Was he Wile E. Coyote?
Yeah, pretty much. Sort of reminded me of sending it over the balcony. Because the couch doesn't fit down the stairs. Yep. Couch won't go down the stairs, won't make the turn. Yeah. So it has to go over the balcony. And Kev's pretty much just like, all right, throw it to me.
Mm.
So luckily for him, it got caught on the balcony on the way down.
Throw it to me.
So it didn't crush his skull. And, but it was fun.
We had a mattress to send over to, over the balcony. And me and Derek were going to hand it down to Kev. And
Derek and I.
Fuck off.
I
was like, all right, 1, 2, 3. And Derek lets go, and then I'm just holding it. And Derek's looking at me, and I'm just like, I got this.
Don't worry, Derek.
I wanted it to go flat, so it would, like, the softest impact, you know?
I can imagine Derek is probably one of the worst people to help move stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Next, I'm horrible at it.
Next, probably next to Steve, number one.
Yeah, they're definitely
he looks,
both, like, weaklings.
He looks like he could move a lot of stuff, but no.
No, he's the least strongest person I know for his size.
It's mostly laziness.
Probably. Or,
yeah.
or lack of
yeah
like,
yeah yeah for Derek it's probably definitely more laziness.
It's laziness and lack of coordination with moving stuff. I'm really bad at it.
Lack of certainty with actually like what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. It's a lot. You know, all right, you grab that
just
and I'll grab this.
You gotta fucking.
What
do
are
it.
We doing? Where are we?
Yeah, wait. You're going first. Or am I going first? So wait. Let me step. Can I grab it on this side? Hold. Put it down. Put it down for a second. Let me take it. Let me set this back up.
Put it down my finger.
Where, like, Steve number one would just, like, move anything that has wheels. And he'd be like, what, I helped.
And constantly wiping sweat.
I got the computer chair.
Well, Steve's one of those type of people that will wipe the sweat that isn't there. You know, like, there's no sweat, but he'll just be like, oh, God. Mm.
Dude, you want to talk about sweat?
Like, sympathy sweat.
I got a sweat segue for you. All right, last night I come
sweat-quay?
Home.
Sweat-quay?
Yeah, sweat-quay. Last night I come home, I open my door. And on the far wall next to my bed, I just see...
A cricket?
A fucking camelback cricket.
Yeah.
Not like the epic one that you had here, but a
dude,
small
I've
one.
Killed at least five of them.
That size?
No, that was the biggest
that
one.
That was the biggest. That was probably the mother or something like that.
Yeah,
that was
that's
mega
the mama.
Massive. Anyway, I saw one by my bed, and I'm like, you motherfucker. Because we've had them in the bathroom a lot recently, because it's still damp.
Dude, everywhere, everyone's getting them. We're being overrun by crickets.
I'm like ready to call the exterminator. It's ridiculous. There's almost one a day in the bathroom. They're just jumping around.
Yep.
You got to drop phone books on them to kill them.
Yeah.
Because they can't see the phone book coming fast enough, and it's just coming down.
Yeah.
This is nothing stopping it. So anyway, I try to like sneak up on it and get as close as I can, before I just, you know, hit it. And of course, it jumps. Right as I'm like fucking almost put my thumb through the wall, and then it like jumps into like a pile of stuff that I had under my snack tray in my room.
Did you light it on fire?
I almost lit my whole bedroom on fire.
Nice.
It got away. It went under my bed, and I immediately just start tearing my mattresses off, throwing them up against the wall. There's all junk underneath my bed. There's no way I was finding it. In 5 minutes, I sweat probably as much as I would if I were to be forced to run 5 miles.
Just ripping
it
your
was
room
literally
apart?
Just like puddles of sweat.
From
I was
looking for him or for being nervous that he was in your
just
room?
Just the anger that he got away in conjunction with like, you know, just ripping through stuff. It was just, it was so frustrating.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah, it was bad. I've never sweat that much in probably, I don't know.
Clutch says 5, maybe 0.25 mile.
No, nah, probably about 5. I'm trying to give you an accurate.
Yeah.
It was, amount of puddle grease.
It was a lot. A lot.
So you weren't saying that you can run very far. You're saying you were sweating a lot.
So much that it would have to be that equivalent. Because I can run a mile even in my physical condition right now.
After eating that pizza?
Nah, probably not. I probably vomit at about 0.25 miles.
Yeah. Matt used to come over to my house and run on a treadmill when I had one at my house.
Oh. I did. But it was just, I couldn't believe it. How much, just the puddles just dripping on the floor. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So then I put the AC on full blast.
Oh, yeah.
That solved that real quick. Because my room gets extraordinarily hot. I don't, you guys probably don't even know.
Maybe the sun just comes up on it.
I don't know. I think it's my friggin' cable box or something like that. The cable box in my room gets really hot.
Well, it's not a really big room.
No,
it's either, not. Either, so.
But it gets really hot.
You got a computer, you got the cable. Mm-hmm. You probably have a PS3 there or something?
Nah, that's it. Just those two things, that's all.
You don't have a gaming rig at all?
Nothing set up right now, no. I haven't had anything set up in a while. So, like, if I open up my door and I go out to the hallway will probably be 15 degrees cooler than my room. And there's nothing going on. It's ridiculous. So I run my AC until, like, middle of October.
Yeah.
But, man, that thing is still in my room
right
now.
I used to run until
December. That's true. That thing is still in my room right now, and I'm so mad.
Oh, the cricket?
Yeah. I want to get rid of it.
Nope. Not going to happen. Not going to fucking happen.
Not going to do it, Big Show.
Nope.
Yeah, I've been getting crickets a lot, too. I fucking hate them. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. As a kid, I could just fucking grab them and touch them. And now they creep me out.
They're so gross looking, though, the camelbacks.
Actually, the other day, last week, Cannibal was over at my house. We were watching Sons of Anarchy. And there was a cricket. I'm like, look at that fucker. And I go to get it. And then all of a sudden, this fucking monstrous spider started chasing it. So I jumped up and I fucking stomped it with my boot.
The spider or the cricket?
The spider first. Fuck the cricket at that point. And then I lifted my boot up and it was still alive. It must have just got underneath, in between the fucking tread.
Ridges, the tread.
And just my witness, it turned around and attacked me. It literally turned around and was running at me. And like, it was a big fucking spider that could haul ass.
Could have a head too.
Spider.
And my son was sleeping on the couch that it went under. And I just fucking whipped the fucking couch. And, you know, he's just like, he's out. And then I had to go get a broom and fucking whack the shit out of that fucker.
Yeah.
You just pick him up and throw him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll save you, son.
Yeah. There was a smaller version of the camelback that we had here, the big gross one. There was one in the bathroom.
Super, super gross.
And it was just like on a bag, like hanging off of the doorknob. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So I literally took like the biggest like hairbrush that we had and just fucking whacked it as hard as I could. But I hit it so hard and fast that it like didn't do anything to it other than like kill it instantly. Yeah. Like it didn't squash it or anything like that. It was just enough that it was like just chilling there.
What would you do if you woke up in the morning with like fucking major wood?
Major wood. And happens you're like, to me every day.
Like, but like right before you open your eyes, you're just like, what feels so amazing? And then you look, and there's a cricket just breathing into your penis hole.
Breathing into
your... Just like this, just like... And then you just start leaking semen.
When you wish upon us... Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. We know who he is.
Yeah.
He's green like Kermit.
It's a whale of a whale.
What sucks about camelback crickets is that they don't chirp. At least if the thing chirped, I would be able to isolate where it is and just tear it.
They don't chirp?
They don't have a song.
They just exist.
But they bite or some shit.
They don't do anything. They're completely harmless.
No. We got a whole fucking plethora of them.
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, where do they come from? I've never seen one until this year.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever seen it.
Not like this. Never seen one.
I didn't even know what it was. You had to look it up.
Yeah.
And that was a big one.
It would look like an Australian wheata. They're fucking nasty. I'm bringing.
There was one right over here where I was the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just very quick tried to find something. Because the thing is, I always see them. And then I go to get like a... Echo. It's not set up. Good thing I didn't. I go to get like a paper towel or something. And by the time I come back, they're gone.
Yeah.
So now I'm like all freaked out. So I just grabbed it.
See, it stinks bad.
I can tell you exactly what that smell is, and as soon as I do, you're going to love it. You're going to love the smell.
Okay.
And it's hot garlic sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings. Sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh!
Yeah, it's bad.
Come on!
It's really bad.
I only do it when I'm here.
Yeah, right.
It smells like shit.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's so good, though.
Hideous. Oh!
I don't mind it.
I can't even talk.
So anyway.
It's on my tongue. So I threw a shoe at it.
Who throws a shoe?
Oh, shit. Jamie killed one last week while I was actually here. No, where was I? I was out, and I came home, and Jamie's like, oh, we killed a cricket. Go get it. Like, go get the carcass, whatever. And it was gone.
So you didn't kill it.
No, but like it was dead, but then zombied out of the fucking room.
Ugh, you put a picture of that up?
Yeah, it's nasty. That's not even close to the one. Like, that's like a really close up of like a normal size one. The one here, oh.
Yeah, those things are nasty.
Yeah. So yeah, the legs were like one twice of those as long. Yesterday I saw, it was right around here. I chucked the shoe at it. Mm-hmm. It hit it, but it's gone.
Like you really got to get him, like, dead on.
Like, I, like, went whap with the sole and landed right on it.
Uh-huh.
And then the shoe went flying. And it's just gone. I don't know where it is.
It's on the bottom of the shoe, then.
No. I looked at the shoe. I looked everywhere. It's gone. The body's gone.
So it just fucking dissipated.
I definitely hit it, but it's gone. I don't know where it went.
See, we get more of the darker ones.
That's what we get right there.
These darker ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking nasty.
Dude, they smell so bad.
You got it right. You heard it.
You heard it.
Yep. Fucking cricket guts.
Man, they're nasty.
Yo, there's people that eat crickets.
There are.
Shit.
But these things are nothing compared to the ones in Australia.
No, well, nothing compared.
They are not even a whisper. They pale in comparison. Have you ever seen those, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty gross.
Yep.
But that thing you got right there, in my outside of my my apartment, there's a fucking outdoor closet.
Yeah,
and in the corner of the ceiling is legit like 1,000 of them.
Gross.
They're just in the huddled in the corner, just like, just I don't know, spray them or something.
Just spray them.
Last night I was chirping back at the cricket. There was a cricket under my couch.
Cricket's going to come up and like, fuck your mouth.
What did it sound like?
It was like, and I was like, yo, fuck off.
Fuck off.
They tried mating with you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the chat, what are those caterpillar things you see crawling in your house? Caterpillar things in your house.
Caterpillar?
Silverfish?
Crabs.
Well, or what probably are centipedes.
Yeah, house centipedes.
Oh,
right?
The silverfish are weird.
Silverfish are the ones that got the two big long.
They got the, yeah. They have like a skinny bottom and then they have.
Those
they
have are like horrifying.
Legs. Yeah, they're pretty big.
The thousand leggers are gross.
However, well, those are the centipedes.
The house centipedes are actually harmless.
They're creepy, though.
They're creepy as hell, but they're harmless, and they eat all the other bugs.
Well, there's a breed of centipede that will eliminate these. You can get, like, a pet centipede, and they will eliminate these bugs.
Wow. You just carry a little lantern around your house, and you have a fucking pet centipede on a leash.
They are horrifying, and we're going to look at them.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. They're pretty fucking nasty.
This is gross. I'm going to get a fucking nightmare.
I'm just going to start itching.
Man, that looks like your arm.
It kind of does.
But your thumb is a lot chubbier.
Not really. But,
I'll have to see it in a minute.
Oh, man.
I'm on a delay.
Oh, it's vile. I don't know if this is the specific one, but I know that they are hideous monsters. That thing is a beast lure. It's about a foot long.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You saw it?
No, it's not up yet.
Oh, it's coming. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Can't wait for Derek to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
It looks like, yeah.
It doesn't even look real, right? It looks like a prop.
That's the thing you can...
I don't know if that's the exact breed, but I'm pretty sure they're along those lines.
I'm actually going to take it off.
Because...
But look at it again real quick, though, and just tell me that's not Matt's arm.
Yeah, I thought that was you holding another guy's arm.
Yeah. Right? Hmm. Pretty nasty. Hola. Anyway, all right. Back to reality.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is reality.
Yeah.
That exists.
And there were even bigger ones millions of years ago.
Ugh.
Glad I
wasn't
around.
6 foot centipedes.
Yeah, I actually saw somebody made one up. I don't know why, but it was just all curled up. It looked like a giant snake or something. Oh, it's nasty. Ew. Nasty bullshit.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Not much.
That's it. Yeah, creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
They're creepy gross. Crawlers.
Remember that shit?
I do.
Remember that, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Creepy crawlers.
You put them on your aunt's shoulder.
Never worked.
Were those the ones that you could eat, or are they just plastic? What were the ones you could eat?
You could eat them. I think so.
Creepy crawlers are the... Oh, man. I don't even want to do this anymore. It just smells so bad.
That makes
bad.
Three of us.
It sucks when Kev's not here.
Yup.
It smells so bad. It's like anesthesia and gas.
He just dry heaved.
He's so proud of himself.
Yep.
We can almost see every pant leg, Steve.
I don't give a shit.
Almost. So.
See those balls.
Pull it back a little more so we can. Anyway.
Derek is...
I am not wearing underwear, by the way.
I know.
Free balling.
I did show you my testicle before
yes,
we started.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
Yep. And, you know, you don't have to be, like, overly critical. It was only one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. One of your many?
Mm-hmm.
How many do you have?
Six.
Six.
Nadlins?
No, they're not. They don't exist no more.
What?
Yeah, they went away.
How'd they go away?
I don't know.
They absorbed?
I guess. George went away, too.
I don't think he's ever had them.
Why would he lie? Hey, ladies, guess what?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, so we wrestled this past week.
Oh!
Yeah, Kevin and I.
Yeah, I kind of alluded to that before.
Well, pre-show, I was like, I don't really want to talk about wrestling today, but fuck it.
We should.
We got?
Well,
we're boring the hell out of everybody.
So we should or shouldn't?
Insect
we should.
Talk. But there was a fucking rematch yesterday.
A rematch?
Of the five-year vet versus Livewire Mopey McGuire. But this time we gave them entrances with music.
Oh, wait, was this pre-show?
Yeah, pre-show.
Oh, God.
And we it was fucking hilarious. Joey did his whole Geno thing after the pin, and he's like, whatever he said. And
then, that was not a decisive finish, gentlemen.
Yeah, all that shit. And then he's like, we're going to make this stipulation 7 out of 10 falls. And all this shit. It was not as good
so
as
So is the five-year vet getting a little better?
In the means of how?
Is he a better wrestler
now? Is he adjusting
now?
To the fact that he is a joke and that he should just kind of get along with you guys on like a work level? And
No. Well, maybe after Friday, he's maybe understanding a little more. But
why would happen?
Well, we get down. We did the show in Delaware and
Delaware.
And after the show, I was main event with Kev against. Kevin Nash and JD.
Oh, against who?
Kevin Nash.
That guy, K Nash.
Yeah, K Nash, K Daddy. We Cash. Were, and we had just gotten downstairs. We're main event. We're getting dressed, and like, there's a couple of the people that weren't on the show, like Joey. He just came down for the ride and stuff. And we're all hanging out, just bullshitting and getting dressed. And we all of a sudden somebody realizes that the FYV is fucking sitting right next to us.
By the way, I think he's officially called 5YV now.
Okay, so 5YV.
Yeah, I like that more, actually. Okay. He adopted that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I think it's good.
So 5YV is fucking just chilling with all of us, and he's not breaking down the ring. So Kev just goes, he just abruptly goes, oh, no, that was for something else. Anyway, he tells fucking 5YV, he looks at him, he's like, yo, get the fucking ring down. What are you doing? So he goes to get up, and then like he comes in the back again like 2 minutes later, and he's just drinking a fucking Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew, the worst thing you could possibly drink.
And Joey's like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of here and go break the fucking ring down.
Should have made him break the ring down by himself.
He goes, I can't. I'm drinking a soda.
Oh.
Did somebody smack it out of his hands?
No, whatever. Joey yelled at him more, and he put it down and went out and started taking the ring down. And then I come out of the locker room after I finished getting dressed, and he walks over to me, and he's like,
Steve, you're a lot better friends with Joe. You know him better than me. I think you should go talk to him. I'm like, why? What's going on? He's like, well, I'm this close. And he holds up his fingers like, you know, like a half inch. He's like, to going back to the way I used to be. And I'm going to do something stupid, you know, and I'm going to snap on him. And I go, well, first off, you're not even going to get anywhere near him before me and half his locker room fucking stop you.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't seem to understand that Joey's doing this. The whole design is to make you fucking quit.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm never going to quit. I ain't going to quit. I'm like, yeah, and you're not going to fight him either.
And you're also not going to tear the ring down, so.
Yeah, and I was like.
It's a stalemate.
Yeah, I was like, that's all he's doing. Instead of taking him in the ring and beating your ass old school style, because, you know, people don't get away with that no more because they go to the cops and shit. I was like, this is designed to make you quit. So when he says, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Go break the ring down. Don't say, oh, I'm drinking a soda. Put your soda down and go break the ring down. I was like, that's how you're going to earn your respect, you know? By doing what you're told and then listening to your advice. And, he kind of got, you know, I guess it kind of got through to him a little bit. And then Kevin, Joey talked to him a little bit more. But, and he was better the second night. But, ugh.
Who keeps booking him?
It's just more of a thing like he's trying to learn. He wants to learn.
He's just showing up.
He's supposed to be there for Ring Crew. You know what I mean?
So he shows up for Ring Crew, yeah, and then he just goes in the back and drinks Mountain Dew.
Yeah, he just wants to hang out with the boys and like make it like a fucking like YMCA.
Well, you know what?
Club.
He can fucking buy a ticket just like everyone
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
That's what it's kind of getting to the point of. Yeah. And I told him that. I was like, if you keep being a fucking douchebag and like...
Then you got to buy a ticket.
Yeah, if you keep being a douchebag and trying to fight people... Like, I think on one thread, he kind of alluded to the fact that he was going to shoot us.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
He was going to bring a gun and shoot us or some shit. Like, dude, like... Why? Like, why are you even going to that? Like, ugh. Like, if Joey can't yell at him for breaking down the ring, then how's he going to handle a fan making fun of him for having tits? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He does have those.
Hang on.
Oh, whoa. God damn.
Gotta get that echo going, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're starting to get better. Yeah, so just...
He's ramping up the gas.
I think he's starting to understand a little bit. But we'll see. Yesterday, he did a really good job. He just, you know, once the show ended, he was right in there. Actually, at one point... actually, at one point, Kev actually told the other wrestlers to start breaking the ring down that weren't, and 5 Year Vet was the only one doing it. So that was a positive sign.
Well, yeah, he should have. When he refused, he should have told everybody who was breaking the ring down to stop what they were doing and get 5YV out there to do it himself.
He should have had 5YV, everybody that was breaking down the ring. Should have been bought a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
By 5YV, and then 5YV should have been in there.
Exactly.
Doing it all by himself while everyone watched and drank Mountain
Well,
Dew.
He actually had messaged me on Thursday afternoon threatening me.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with this kid?
I had news for you, buddy. Big mistake.
Yeah.
He basically was like, his threat was basically along the lines of, you know, New Jersey guys are cocky, you know, and don't forget, you're coming down to Delaware.
Oh,
don't
man.
Forget where you're
oh,
be.
Shit.
Like, all this shit.
Watch out.
I'm like, wait.
Hometown mean advantage. Streets.
I was like, wait, are you fucking threatening me? And then it turned into this are whole big ordeal. And then, you know, obviously quickly got squashed. But
now, you were there with Kev, who is not here.
No.
Wait a minute. Our Kevin?
Our
or Kevin Nash?
Well, I was just going to say, when Kevin Nash came in.
Because he's been hanging out with Big Kev lately.
Did, you know, did him and Kevin have like a little thing?
What do you mean?
You know, I'm Kevin. What about, oh my God, that's so cool.
I actually do believe at one point he was like, how you doing? I'm Kev. Like Nash was saying it. And then he's like, I'm Kev too. And then I think there was like a little flirty thing there real quick. And then it just quickly dissipated. But
yeah.
It was good.
My claim to fame with Kevin Nash is he laughed at one of my jokes.
Nice.
It's always good when somebody laughs at one of your jokes because it don't happen here.
No. Especially when Kev Nash laughs.
Yeah. Well, what happened is that, you know, Kevin Nash said, hey, I'm Kev. And Kev goes, I'm Kev too. And Kevin Nash said, I'm the 7-foot Kev.
Not for long.
He's like, oh, okay.
All right. It's funny how we refer to him as Big Kev a lot. Our Kev.
Yeah.
And then there's
that was his
then
nickname.
There's the Big Kev.
Well, that's the
biggest
thing is,
Kev.
Kevin was Big Kev when he was like in high school. That's what
just
they used
to call
him.
Just because
he was big? He was bigger than everybody. So
it's not that there was more than one Kev.
He's Big Kev. That was his name.
Big Kev.
B Big
yeah, the reason why I wanted to hold off on wrestling talk is I'm a horrible storyteller.
Pretty much.
I'm just here for the dumb jokes.
I enjoyed it.
No, thank you.
As long as you're not a horrible storyteller in the ring.
We have a, yeah, that's true. That's where I do my talking.
That's right.
But, and then Brick was yesterday, and that was just amazing. It was amazing.
How many people?
Well, the first night in Delaware was actually the biggest crowd I've personally been involved with for Delaware shows. You know, mm-hmm. they don't really. There's not even too many people in that state, so it's kind of hard to get people. You know, to show up at wrestling shows.
About 200?
1,000?
No, actually, I think it was probably closer. I would say maybe about 250.
That's
yeah. Could have been slightly closer to 3, maybe.
We're not talking like the Egg Dome here.
Oh.
And then Brick last night, which is wall to wall. Almost 500 people.
It was like a gas chamber in Auschwitz. That's how packed it was.
Wow. It was close. I think Dan Frank was under the ring, actually.
Wow. Ring crew.
But
ringed you.
But there was
ringed you.
It was the biggest crowd that Brick Elks has ever had, to the point where JD had to rearrange like the sound table and then make the entrance the actual like doorway that led to outside, so we had to go from like the locker room outside through.
Really?
Yeah, like he had to rearrange at everything just chairs, to make huh? it work. Oh yeah. He had to go rent them. He had his own personal chairs, the building's chairs, and had to rent like 140.
And you know what? That's not a bad problem to have.
No, not at all. That's a good problem to have.
Clutch is playing the home version of the Aristocrats. He's going gasser for gasser with you. Well,
nice.
At home.
Oh, he's farting?
Yeah, he's ripping along with the crew.
Then he should be like recording him and sending him in.
I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so I was excited because we were the first match of the night yesterday, and when our music hit, when we came out of the curtain, the reaction we got was just so like, it was such a humbling experience.
Is it up
man.
On YouTube yet?
No, that Mary's version probably has her entrance. The one I saw today doesn't have her entrance.
Wow.
But the reaction we got was so humbling. It really was. Like, it makes you feel good that you know that like so many people know who you are and like respect what you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it might have something to do with the fact that you've kept the same gimmick for several years in a row.
Yeah, you haven't changed it in a while.
Yeah. I mean, we change up moves and change up matches and finishes.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, all in all, these people know who we are.
You
got to
keep some key spots, some key dialogue, and keep the same gimmick and approximately the same costume, and people will remember you.
Yeah. Whether they like you or not, they'll remember you.
They'll be like, that fucking asshole's here again. And then, you know what? They're going to come up to you and ask for your autograph during intermission anyway.
You know, the crazy like whirlwind of emotions, too. Like, when I came out of the curtain, I'd come out first. And, you know, there wasn't one person that wasn't doing some kind of reaction. But I would say at least 70% of them were cheering. And, you know, it makes me feel good that once me and Kev got into the ring, we were able to make them all start booing us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Oceans had told me that he was considering, you know, coming out as a heel just because of the way we were, like, loved.
Now, Big Kev isn't here today. How come we couldn't get even Bigger Kev to take
Whoa.
His place? We couldn't get Big Sexy here?
I don't know. You got to pay him,
bro. You got to have some Big Sexy dollar signs coming
out. He likes you guys. I'm sure he would have came and did the show with us.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll go. I'll do the show for free. No problem, Derek.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back home.
I don't want to go see my wife.
I thought you said he had like a thing today or he was doing a convention or something.
That was yesterday before the show.
Yesterday before the show? Mm-hmm. So what, he was gone? He could have stayed.
He's home. He's icing up right now.
Yeah.
No joke.
And Kev was just exhausted, man. He was running on empty all weekend. He hadn't gotten much sleep the night before our first show, and then we didn't get home from Delaware till like 3:30 in the morning.
And how you do it?
Yeah, and then we had to flip and go right back to wrestling, and then didn't get home till 3 in the morning the next, you know, yesterday. So
that's a wrestler's life, though, man.
That's it.
Could you imagine doing that all the time?
Yeah, across the country, possibly the world.
Yeah.
And even, like, towards the end of the evening last night when we were all hanging out, like, you could just see he was tired, you know? So, and Dexter's over, so he has no excuse. That can't be an excuse.
He was so disappointed.
Everybody was.
Yeah.
I don't even watch
that show. I wasn't disappointed in Breaking Bad.
Now, that ended, too?
Yeah.
So, what's HBO going to do now?
Well, that wasn't on HBO, so I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't watch
that
shit.
AMC. That shit. I don't watch good TV.
I don't watch Fixing Good.
I just watch Sons of Anarchy because they're bikers.
That's nothing to do with them being
daughters
bikers.
Of government.
Sons of Anarchy is a great show.
It is a great show.
Yeah, I didn't know you watched it.
I don't watch it. I saw the first season.
Then you're missing great shit.
I am. I also never saw The Wire.
I don't either.
I don't watch anything.
Nothing.
I'm not a TV show guy except for Sons of Anarchy.
I watch The Big Bang Theory. Don't judge me.
Well, isn't the fucking Kukulo chick on that?
Yes, and also I watch The Voice. And
The Voice.
The Kukulo girl, her sister, is a contestant on it.
Is she hot?
Yeah, I think she's better looking than her sister.
Damn.
Whoa, that's hard to do.
She got dark hair. Let's see if I can find her.
Because that Kukulo chick is pretty amazing.
She's pretty hot. She's pretty hot.
I don't even know her fucking name.
Kukulo.
Yeah, what's her first name, though?
Don't know.
I don't know.
God damn it.
I just know where's the blonde chick from.
I just know that she usually screams my name. I don't usually scream hers.
There she is.
I want to
do Kaylee
Cuoco. I want to do a video with her called The Big Wang Theory.
You're such a wiener.
Such a wiener. The Big Wang.
I saw that they do have a porn spoof of The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Wang Theory.
I don't think it was called The Big Wang Theory.
Just The Big Bang Theory. They didn't even try. We're just going to go with that's good enough. Where is she?
Well, I have a picture of her on the show. Not the best picture.
Let's see.
She's not better looking.
Well,
she's not. She's just
I mean, the blonde is weird looking, too. Don't get me wrong.
She's, no.
Yeah.
No. She's amazing.
She's attractive, but she's still weird
Can
looking.
Can you side by side them?
And
don't give me the typical Derek, like, you know, no makeup, just took a shit face. I want.
Just took a shit.
I want the best of the best of each.
Just took a shit face.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's no way she's better looking. Get the fuck out of here, Derek. And that's not even the best of the best picture of her either.
No.
Best of the best.
There's one with her with like a silver dress, which is fucking amazing.
Brianna. Her name is Brianna. Whatever. Cuckoo.
Fucking Cuckoo. Boo boos.
Brianna.
And what's the sister's
Cuoco.
Name?
Cuckoo. I forgot already.
Kaylee?
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, the blonde's Kaylee.
Yes.
All right, get more pictures of the brunette then.
She looks terrible there.
She's definitely good looking.
But she's not better than her.
I think it's
a toss up.
See, whatever you she like she wearing. Gets really, really. Kaylee, yeah, she gets really, really.
Yeah,
tons
but like
of makeup.
She's gotta be Barbie. But the sister does look like an alien.
So does she, so they both look like aliens.
No.
Yeah, they both have pentagonal heads.
Like the sister has like that stereotypical alien.
They got the big
face.
Eyes.
I will say, though, what they did was they tried to make it like, you know, she got here without her sister or whatever. Yeah. And they didn't mention the sister when she was out on stage. But they picked her to move on. And I don't think she was that good.
So it was.
In fact, I think she was actually like completely off from the song.
Really?
Wait,
so
I'm seeing if
the,
I can find
is the voice
in
the Big Bang Theory the same network?
I don't know.
Because if it is, that's definitely why the sister went on. Because the fucking network's like, no, motherfucker.
Who are the judges on the Voice?
They have the original ones back. CeeLo Green, Christina Aguilera.
Christina fucking Aguitits.
Yeah. Blake Shelton and what's his name? From
Maroon 5.
Okay.
That's his name.
What's his shit?
Mm-hmm. That might as well be his name. No one gives a fuck what his name is.
Let's I saw that Christina Aguilera has... Big, veiny, fakey
tits. The recently
tits.
Engaged actress hands over the spotlight to her younger sibling. Does Kaylee's sis / personal assistant have the chops to impress
personal
the coaches?
Assistant.
Yeah,
find
she...
out. Kaylee's beyond thrilled for Brianna.
All right, move on.
24-year-old Brianna belts out Lady Gaga's hit, You and I. It's been a long
time since I came video. Around. It's been a long time, but I'm back in town. Yeah, it already sounds terrible.
Christina Aguilera is the first to turn her chair, followed by CeeLo Green. The moment sends
really
Kaylee
fat,
into
way.
Total excitement.
Sometimes you are sitting in the seat and you're struck by, you know, the subtleness of a vocal. And then sometimes you're just moved by power and raw talent. And
she really wasn't that great.
No, not
Brianna
at all.
Brianna picks Team Xtina, and it's a good thing because the Cuoco sisters are big fans.
Xtina, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
We used to listen to Cheating in a Bottle.
Yeah, laugh at her. Because she deserves it.
Yeah. That's a good side by side right there.
Well, yeah. Yo,
oh, sports, get
that,
off.
I just saw that clip right there, and it made me think of fucking Prince Fielder, who's fatter than anybody in this room. Did you see the clip?
Who?
Prince Fielder, Cecil Fielder's son.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, man. Did you see it, Steve?
Diving into first base or whatever?
No. Okay. All right. Derek, please. YouTube Prince Fielder nachos.
Oh, yeah, I did see
you
this.
Did see
I
this.
Did.
Have you seen it, Steve?
No.
They're fucking hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Because Steve, number one, asked me if I saw the video. He goes, you see the video of Prince Fielder? I go, being fatter than me? Yeah.
Popped up.
This is hilarious.
Right field. Long run here for Infante.
And he totally fucking bobbles it. Can't get there. He doesn't even catch it. And what's that? Oh, I saw some nachos. I'm eating them. He doesn't even like ask the fan, yo, can I get one of those?
He's chewing on something.
What a fat idiot. I want to see that one more time.
I wonder if you had, like, fine for
here
that.
It comes. Watch this. The guy's like not even looking. He's like, what?
He sure did.
He's waiting for the ball.
Yeah. And the other guy's like, give that back.
Oh, that's mine.
Look at this. This is incredible.
That dude is so unsuspecting. It was once I saw Prince in Milwaukee where he needed
you
some
jerk.
Glasses and he was asking the all right. for the glasses.
There's something real. I want you to YouTube now.
Oh, boy.
Because I asked this to Kevin. I want to see what you guys think. I think Gorilla Monsoon's commentary voice is still alive and well.
Think so?
Oh,
look up Toronto Maple Leafs brawl. And just listen to the commentary and tell me it's not Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh, they're getting into a real Donnybrook here. It's pandemonium.
No,
this
first
one here?
Yep, the first one, yep. Now, but we don't need to go that far
John
in.
John Scott was over having a chat with the Leaf bench as
now,
we went to
just
commercial
wait till it
break.
Starts going into the fight commentary.
And he's out on the ice right now.
He's out.
Now, what's this all about?
It was, if there is such a thing, a fair fight.
The Monsoon.
Nobody's going to get more penalty minutes than anyone else.
Now listen.
Here we go. Scott went after Kessel, and Kessel is given. Whoa, this has brought something on.
Yeah.
Kessel is now fighting with Brian Flynn. Goaltender Bernier is out there as well. My goodness.
Tell me that don't sound like Gorilla Monsoon.
It doesn't sound like his voice, but he's
it
doing
has
the
like
same.
The monsoon.
Yeah.
Like,
and now here he comes.
Yeah.
And he took
my
the
goodness.
Stick to Scott. Now it's got everybody involved.
But I think what it is,
well, the theory is that,
is that whoever influenced
that
Monsoon, which I can't remember who it was, could have influenced this this guy too, because it was like a sports commentator.
Well, Kessel has stopped with Brian Flynn. Flynn is bleeding, I believe.
Will you stop it?
Why don't you be serious?
That was a preseason game, and then the goalies go at it.
And then the goalies go at it, McMahon.
Oh, by the way, Matt, we discovered that I could do a badass Ultimate Warrior.
Let's hear it.
I can't do it now.
Why?
Because you got to yell.
I don't know. Oh. Remember, we did it when we were moving, remember? I tried to imitate Jesse Ventura,
doing?
And you guys were like, dude, that's a good
like
older warrior.
It's a horrible.
I've been trying my Jesse lately because I've been sick. It helps out a little bit.
Yeah, when I get sick, I do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it helps out the Megatron impression.
I can sing like David Bowie when I'm sick.
When I'm sick.
Oh, it helps.
When I get up in the morning, I can do Johnny Cash.
Michael Bolton.
Okay. Yeah, you get the little rasp.
Yeah.
Try Johnny Cash now.
I can't. My voice is too high.
Let's just see.
It's too high.
I can't. Ugh. Like, I just can't do it.
Don't you even feed for it.
If I was sick and I just woke up, I'd be able to do it.
He didn't even feed for it. You don't fucking get
do
it.
Do the impression, McGuire. I don't want to hear any conspiracy theories here.
That's my job.
You could have went, you know,
hello, my name is Johnny Cash.
I'm a dead country singer.
And God's going to cut you down, McMahon.
I walk the line, McMahon. Because you're mine.
Oh shit.
McMahon.
And then we're going to step in the ring of fire. I shot a man just to watch him die, McMahon.
And I was like, oh, you're Sue.
How are you, McMahon?
Wow.
Oh, shit.
And you know what, McMahon? I hurt myself today.
Oh, shit.
But ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. I took a chair shot, McMahon, just to see if I still feel.
Took a chair shot today.
Oh.
I love him.
We should just do the rest of the hour. We'll just all be Jesse. Got any more stories for us, McGuire?
Jesse and the Rippers.
This was from a while ago, but I held on to it.
Well, let's see it. See your evidence.
Oh, my God. Give up, Matt. You just sound like you have no teeth in.
That's how he talks.
Well, yeah, let's not pretend like I do it really good. It's more of a joke than anything. Three Pennsylvania prison guards were suspended this week for allegedly arranging for inmates to fight each other and get hazed in exchange for snacks.
Snacks.
I want to check chocolate Teddy Grahams, McMahon. You're going to fight for it.
Inmates say that in addition to fighting one another for the guards' entertainment, the guards had them participate in a sort of prison Olympics.
That's incredible.
Competing in
events. Like a fucking pole vault?
Competing in events that included fighting each other in a closet, drinking a gallon of milk in 1 hour.
No, you can't do that.
Taking a punch to the arm without falling.
What?
Snorting.
Without falling.
Snorting a crushed up candy. Drinking a bottle of water with pepper foam in it.
Ew. I don't know what that is.
Like the spray, the foaming spray.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is now? The stuff that someone we know sprayed in someone's face in Asbury Park.
Oh, mace.
Yeah, it's mace. Oh, pepper foam.
I know it as pepper spray. I never heard
Yeah, okay. All right.
Pepperidge Farms, McMahon. With a name like Smuckers, it has to be good, McMahon.
You know, if we had an Aristocrats Olympics, it would definitely be like who can eat a Pepperidge Farm cake the first,
wow.
Fastest.
Cake? They make cake?
I hope so.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Or, yeah.
They make those little bags of
cookies. They're like in the fucking frozen section. You got to take them home little thought a little
they
bit.
They make little bags of delicious cookies.
I remember for the last few years of my life where my parents cared about my birthday, instead of baking cakes, they would just get like two Pepperidge Farm cakes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They would get a coconut and then a chocolate one.
Yes.
By the way, we have chocolate cake upstairs.
Don't say chocolate.
Don't say chocolate, but don't say cake after it. Because when you do that, for some reason, it's irritating.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah. See the way he says.
I think you guys just don't like me. You just don't like anything.
I hate the color of your skin, Derek.
Say and on her milk white neck.
And on her milk white neck.
Gotta get the
neck.
Yeah. Yeah,
there you go.
Neck chocolate. You're like chocolate.
Chocolate.
Now
I can't even. Chocolate. I say chocolate.
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 Chocolate cake.
It sounds like you're eating chocolate cake when you say it.
Chocolate cake.
But it's chocolate.
It's chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
It's up to interpretation.
No, it's
and
it's,
but your interpretation is definitely that of a Down syndrome.
What
chocolate.
Do I say?
That's what you say.
Chocolate.
But there's no A.
But you like emphasize
it's an
the.
Ah.
You emphasize
it's
the.
It's a chocolate.
You emphasize the like you're Muslim.
If you broke
chocolate
it down, it would be
chocolate cake.
CO
like
is
I'm
a
hungry. I'm
I want some chocolate, Thomas.
Dude, CO is a co.
Chocolate, Thomas.
What?
Yes.
I mean, what do you do when you take a wedge and you put it behind a wheel? What are you doing?
What?
Chalking it.
Chalking it?
Chalk.
No. Oh, chalk. Isn't it chalk?
Chalk. Like a chalk block?
Chalk, yeah.
A chalk block?
That's chalk.
Yeah, it's chalk.
So that's the same ah. It's an O, but it's an ah.
But you...
You're chalking.
But you have a K in there.
Oh,
and
I'm just...
No, there's no K. Regardless, it's not chocolate. Chocolate is...
I'm not worried about the C and the K, the O.
Yeah.
The cha.
Yeah.
But we always
but
say
But there's
choke.
A case that it's choke. There is a case for choke.
Well, I'm going to choke you
But
guys.
I'm pretty sure it's chalk.
Shut up.
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong. It's just annoying how you say it for some reason.
There's chocolate cake up there.
Thank you.
Cake.
Cake. I just say cake.
If you wouldn't mind, if cake. You could get a piece of chocolate cake for Matt and you, could you get me some celery with peanut butter?
Wow. Neither of you are fucking getting anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat all the cake by myself when you guys leave. Anyway.
Then you wonder why he has bowel problems.
Another thing that they were doing, eating fruit with the peel still on them.
Like oranges?
Yeah, like eating an orange with the skin still on it or something like that.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Wow.
Eating a spoonful of cinnamon. So they were giving him the cinnamon challenge.
Which has long-term health effects now.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. And being sprayed with pepper foam in the face.
Fantastic.
Where are they getting that?
The pepper foam? It's probably issued to all of them.
They're the guards. Inmates?
No, the guards are doing this to the prisoners.
Mm-hmm. They're like standing behind the bars and like, here, come here. This tastes good.
Yeah. It's like, oh, if I spray you in the face, if you let me spray you in the face, I'll give you a fucking cup of coffee. And then do it.
Jesus.
So the prisoners say in exchange for their participation, they were promised food and coffee that rarely materialized. Oh, shit. So they weren't even giving them fucking candy.
Then they wonder where riots start.
One inmate who called the activities the Retard Olympics.
Nah. Was that Obama? As I was bowling, I'd bowl the 128. It's like I was in the Special Olympics or something.
He said that?
Yes, he did.
Good. Good for him.
Said it on national television.
He made me feel really bad because I never come close to 128.
Said he wrestled other inmates until the air supply was cut off and allowed guards to punch him in exchange for extra coffee and snacks. According to the inmate, he received almost nothing from the guards.
Wait, you've never bowled over 128? That's impossible.
I was making a joke.
So, yeah, that's those guys. It's like Fight Club, but in prison.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Shank Club.
Plate Club.
Yeah. Real quick, we can do the most dangerous states in America.
Like, name them off?
Like Minnesota.
Like, order? Like, what do you
Yeah, now that I'm there.
Can we try to guess the most dangerous one or something?
Well, I don't have, like, a full list. It's like a slideshow.
Top 10.
Oh, wait, maybe I do.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, it goes like, it's like two or three.
There's still got to be a number one.
I don't have like the whole list in front of me. So.
What do you think number one is, Steve?
The number one worst state? The most dangerous state? Illinois.
Illinois?
I would think it would have to be Michigan.
There's nobody in Michigan anymore.
That's why it's dangerous.
I'm going to go with Louisiana. Well, let's go through the list here. Number 10.
Let's find out.
Oklahoma. Violent crimes per 100,000, 469.3. I don't know what that means.
That means for every 100,000 people, there are... That's just crimes, though?
It just says violent crimes.
Violent crimes? That's
per 100,000.
Still doesn't see... I mean...
Well, it's number 10, so...
Yeah. Poverty rate, 17.2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the... whatever. Number 9, Maryland. Oh, okay. Yeah, because you got Baltimore. Violent crimes per 100,000, 476.
Baltimore is pretty dangerous.
And depending on whether or not they want to consider D.C. its own thing, part of Virginia or part of Maryland.
Hmm.
So, anyway.
Number 8, Florida. I thought Florida would be up higher.
No, well.
I mean, they're coming out of 50 here, number 7.
You know what it is? There's so many old people that don't have time for violent crimes.
Don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's right. But there are just a lot of really impoverished, 17% poverty rate. Number 7, Louisiana. Almost 20% poverty rate.
Jesus shit.
That's a lot of poor people. That's a lot of
one
Obama.
In five. Well, he hasn't made it any better, at least. I can tell you that.
Number 6, Delaware.
I'm well aware.
Hi, I'm in Delaware.
Next.
Number 5, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Number 4, New Mexico.
Because of Border Patrol.
20.8% poverty rate.
Thanks, John McCain.
There's nothing out there.
560 per 100,000 crimes.
Okay.
Number 3, Alaska. I don't even know how that...
Dude, they kill over fucking whale blubber and shit.
Well, I think it's just because they're all like depressed because it's like dark for 3 weeks.
And they got like shovel their walks every day.
Yeah.
Maybe also weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's like, I guess a violent crime is like whipping somebody in the face with a snowball.
Pretty much.
Number 2, Nevada.
Nevada.
And number 1, wasn't expecting this, Tennessee.
Really?
So 643.6 violent crimes per 100,000. 17.9% poverty rate. Percent of population with bachelor's degree or higher, 24.3%.
Wow. See, I had like Chicago is like the murder capital of the world or some shit.
I mean, when you're going cities, that's different.
Yeah, like cities, per capita.
No, yeah, but I was still thinking there was
like
so
Camden,
much.
New Jersey per capita is like,
you know,
probably
was
a thousand per 100,000.
They got ousted 10 years ago by Chicago, I thought.
Detroit, I think Detroit became the most.
There literally is nobody in Detroit.
There's a bunch of dogs roaming around eating people.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this study like all like laid out.
I thought Matt was gonna say I'd like to see these numbers, you know, decline.
I would just like to see what they're like basing this on, because seems kind of fishy.
Think so?
Yeah.
Mattopedia.
I don't make the news. I just read it.
Yep.
Is that all you got? What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
I have more, but we gotta save it for the next hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I was hitting the wrong button.
Do you see the video I sent you on your phone?
When?
Beginning of the show?
No.
I destroyed the whole set.
What set?
The Aristocrat Studio set.
Oh, you're doing your little fucking video thing?
Came out perfect.
No, I didn't get anything yet. Nothing. All right, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. We will be back on Thursday. Unless you're listening live. I really feel like I'm going to die after that pizza.
Good.
Just want to take a nap. All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.